Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Hello.
Welcome to our Ash Wednesday service. Wow. This is like our soft open, right? Because my first Sunday is actually this week, but and I'm Rachel, by the way, your new pastor. But I wanted to come and have been meeting people through the week and also come and see Brian again and all of that. And I know that you're thrilled that he's here. So tonight, the Reverend Brian Craker will be preaching. You're all familiar with him. And his current role is the Transitional Executor, Transitional Executive Presbyter. I did mix it up a little bit. It's a long title. But we're delighted he's back, and he loves this congregation so much that we're looking forward to him sharing tonight. Remember to join us Sunday, please. That's the only announcement we have, but we do need to remember our clock change for Sunday, too, so that we have a wonderful celebration together. And with that, as we begin this time together, why don't we stand for the call to worship? And you can join me by reading the bold print. If you have days when you feel a little bit lost and a little bit found, then you are in the right place. If you have days when you are desperate for rest and eager to grow,
then you are in the right place.
If you have days when your prayers could be both shouts and silence,
then you are in the right place.
God meets us here in the messy middle of our lives,
so we may bring our full selves into the service and into the season.
With God's help, may it be so.
Let us worship our all-knowing God.
A season that invites us to be intentional. And Lent asks us, how will you go deeper in these next 6 weeks? How will you grow closer to God and to your neighbor? What will you do to strengthen your faith? Much like Christ, Lent invites us to go deeper. Despite our best efforts, that soul-tending work is often easier said than done. However, instead of entering this season already feeling behind, let us enter this season with honesty. Let us enter this season aware of our hopes and aware of the challenges. Let us enter this season wrapped in God's grace. Friends, join me this evening in speaking honestly to God. Join me in receiving mercy. Let us pray together, and you may read with me. Jesus said, "Follow me." Jesus said, "Follow me."
And I said, "Just 1 minute."
Jesus said, "Follow me."
And I said, "Follow me this soon."
The invitation is simple, but the work is hard. Jesus, forgive my delay. I want to follow you. Turn my intentions into actions and show me the way. Amen.
Good evening, friends.
Good evening.
It is good to be back with you all. I've missed you intensely, and I'm thrilled to be able to be back with you. For those of you not familiar with Ash Wednesday, and you're wondering, wait a second, we just got done with confession. Where's the assurance of pardon? Where's the passing of the peace? Why is he just getting up and getting right into the sermon? Well, for Ash Wednesday, one of the traditions that we have is that we come in a time of confession, but we do not yet receive that forgiveness yet. As Ash Wednesday is that reminder that we are supposed to be in a position of repentance and staying open to that. And so that's the reason why this feels a little differently. But as you continue through Lent, you'll get back into that rhythm and be ready for it. But this is a time in which we are supposed to stay open and hear God's word to us as we say it is our time to come before the throne of God and just recognize our position as broken people in this time. And so that's what we do as we look to our passage today. It's a little shorter. Somebody shorter than me was preaching from this way. Sorry, Pastor Kelly, but we still love you as well. Our passage is from Luke chapter 9, beginning with the 51st verse, going through verse 62. And I'm praying I've got the right... Hey, the number even matches, so I think I've got the right reading. So for once, I will be reading what's actually on the screen, and you won't be thrown off. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy them?" Yikes. It's a little rough. But Jesus turned and rebuked them and went to another village. And then as they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." And Jesus replied, "No one who puts his head to the plow or hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And this is the passage I'm given to come and share. It is the word of the Lord, and we are thankful for that. Well, friends, it is so good to be back here with you all. And as I mentioned, I have missed you intensely. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you for the time that we got to share together. And I'm thankful that during the time that I have been gone, to hear how you have continued to stay as a praying congregation and seeking where the Lord is leading you into the future. And that is something that we so desperately need in our world right now, is for those who are saying, I know where to keep my faith, I know how to stay centered, and I know that no matter what is going on in the world, is there anything going on in the world right now? No matter what is going on in the world, we know where to keep our faith and trust in the Lord, the one who is in control of all things. And one of the other things that I absolutely loved about this congregation is your commitment to the Word, how hungry you were for the Word, and where you, how you kept the Word central. One of the things that has been difficult being in the position that I'm in now is I don't get the chance to be in regular rhythm with a congregation, be able to go through the rhythms of the church and the calendar and whatnot, and getting to share in that. And what I realized is one of the things that I was desperately missing was that time of discipleship that we have, the learning and growing together during that time. So the Lord decided to throw someone into the mix in my life to kind of fill that discipleship need. It's my nephew. My nephew recently has begun reconnecting with his faith. Now, he grew up in the church, and he went to youth group, and he learned all the things he was supposed to, but there was never really that connection. And then he got to high school, and then he was off and doing his stuff, and he just kind of lost that connection. And then he realized that God kept showing up in his life and brought people into his life in which he knew they were real believers, and he knew that their faith was real. And he says, I kept watching God keep showing up again and again. And he said, it's gotten to the point, I can't ignore this anymore. I can't ignore it. And he said, I want to learn again. I want to understand, why is this faith supposed to be important? I want to know what it is I'm supposed to believe. I'm hungry for this. And he says, I'm ready. I want the time to be now. And he really has been. He's been eager. He's been ready. He's making time. He's now studying his Bible every day, the one that we got him. We went through and we set up a reading course for him. We're walking through the Apostles' Creed. Then we're going to go through some traditional catechism curriculum. We're meeting weekly for times of discipleship. It has been wonderful, because he heard the Spirit knocking at his heart, and he has accepted the Lord's invitation, and that has turned into action, and it's been a beautiful thing to see. Ironically, though, our passage this evening is a reminder of the many ways in which people who were present with Jesus the Christ, Jesus walking with them, present with them, but they were not ready to receive the Lord's invitation. They were not ready to walk quite yet. The Samaritans, who, if you look throughout Scripture before this, they had been hospitable to Jesus and his disciples in the past. So why not now? Why this time was it different? Because in those previous experiences, when Jesus had come, he stayed a while with them. He taught the people and he healed many. But this time, the disciples had made clear they're just passing through. Jesus is just coming through on his way to Jerusalem. They just need a place to stay the night. They're on their way, and they're like, no, we're not interested. We want Jesus on our terms. And they just said no. And so instead, Jesus said, oh, I've got more pressing matters. And so they had to turn and keep going. And then we get later into this passage and we hear the initial opening tone of a man who's vocalized a willingness to follow Jesus. But as Jesus kind of pulls out, he realizes his heart has revealed otherwise. There's worries about details and comforts of accommodations or the excuses of regular life tasks or responsibilities that hid their true intent. They weren't quite ready to let go of the comforts of control and everyday life to fully follow the Savior, who would require them to fully surrender their will and their control. But to those who did surrender, to those who did follow, they became witnesses to some of Jesus' most remarkable miracles, his deepest teachings. And they got to experience firsthand the fulfillment of Passover through the Last Supper and then Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Now, they could never have imagined how they were going to be stretched during that time. But it was a journey that had shaped their lives and their testimonies for the rest of time, and testimonies that we continue to hear even today. Some years, Lent can be just a reminder of the journey that we have been on and the steps that we have taken towards the cross. And this time of Lent, and especially Ash Wednesday, is a time to just stir within us again the reminder of the power of salvation and also of testimony. But some years, Lent is a calling from the Lord to take a bold step of faith that will force you to let go of what's comfortable, to let go of everything that you want to control, and instead to fully surrender and trust Christ's will. Sometimes we are called to a new journey. Sometimes we're called to a new chapter. Sometimes we're called to take a bold step that may have taken us weeks or months or even years to recognize now is that time. But no matter what, every year, the season of Lent serves as an annual reminder to the ultimate question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because the time is now. Ash Wednesday is the start of the Lenten journey. It is the beginning of the journey to the cross. And if we think ahead, we know when and where this journey is going to come to its fulfillment. We know what it's going to entail. We know that there will be painful and an undeserved turn to the cross our Savior takes on Good Friday. We know in our hearts, even as we begin this journey, the glimmer of hope that will come on the sunrise of Easter. But if we know how Lent is going to end, then why is Ash Wednesday so important? Because Lent is also about our desire to journey with Christ. But why do we start the Lenten journey with our Lord in a moment of repentance and a sign of ashes? Repent is a word that we don't often use in the Presbyterian Church. It literally means, the Greek word is metanoia, which literally means to turn around or to turn and face. It means stopping your regular rhythm of life and instead turning and facing Christ. No excuses, no constant worries of life. Lent literally calls for us to stop what we're doing on a Wednesday night, turn and confess and repent of the excuses that have kept us from a closer walk with the Lord. So, if you are ready to begin that journey, once again, to let Christ lead you on a journey of deepening discipleship, then it begins this evening with saying, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry for the excuses that I have made that has kept me from experiencing the fullness of your love. For each of us to be able to come and say our own apology to the Lord of whatever it is that's holding us back from a deeper relationship. And at the same time, answering the question of Lent, are we ready to fully trust the Lord for whatever lies ahead in this chapter? And we take that apology as a physical sign. Through the imposition of ashes, the physical cross made in the dust of the palm branches of a previous year. And with that physical sign of wearing ashes is a reminder that this is our step of repentance in accepting an invitation of yet another journey with Christ. A journey in which we are invited once again to walk alongside each other with our Lord and to experience together the road of Jerusalem, the Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and on to the resurrection of Easter and beyond. Friends, it is a journey that we are called to. It is a journey that I believe is made anew in this transition of leadership and your new pastor coming. I believe that this is a journey in which the Lord is saying, even in the midst of all that's happening in this world, is saying, are you ready? Are you ready to trust me for what I have ahead? That's the invitation this evening. Are we ready to receive it? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for the gift of rhythm, the gift of seasons, in which we are reminded that you are still at work, that this journey is never one in which we walk it alone, and it's not ever a path that we walk once, but we walk together, and we experience new things each time. But we come before your cross in humbleness and ashes once again. And we hear your call. Are we ready? Lord, may you stir your spirit in our hearts to answer that call this day. In your name we pray. Amen.
Friends in Christ, every year at this time, we celebrate our redemption through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration in coming weeks and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season, as was said, by acknowledging our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tonight, as you come forward, you'll receive a nail. We invite you to place this in your pocket as we journey these weeks together to remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for each one of us here. And we begin our journey this evening to Easter with the sign of ashes. So this ancient sign speaks of the frailty and the uncertainty of human life, and marks the penitence of our community. So we invite you in the next few moments to take a time of silence to prepare your heart, and then when you're ready, please come forward to receive that sign of the ashes. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we know we belong to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
When you're ready, you may come forward. If you would prefer to have, the traditionally is to have the cross placed on your forehead. If you would like to do so, just raise your hand to pull up your hair. We'll put the cross, the sign of ashes of the cross on your forehead. If you would prefer, you can also have it done on the palm of your hand. Just reach your hand forward and we'll put it on the palm of your hand instead. Let us pray. Accomplish in God, or accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world by the cross and the passion of our Savior. Bring us to be with all of your saints to the joy of Christ's resurrection. Amen. We invite you to stand for our hymn. We've received the humble mark of our willingness to say we are ready to follow you, Lord, wherever you may lead us. May we wear it proudly. As we come and gather in fellowship, we are invited to come and join us for our meal afterwards, as we are reminded that this is a journey that we take together. And I have great hope in this next chapter for you all. And I know that this is a body that says we are ready for whatever God has ahead. Let us walk into this journey fully reliant upon Christ leading us in this time. So as we prepare for this next journey in Lent, friends, may those soon to be crucified and risen Lord Jesus go with you, before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to bring you peace, both this evening and throughout our Lenten journey. All God's people said.
Amen. Amen.